I think that's the nicest place I've ever gone to. Hey, I don't know if, maybe you could walk me home? I just don't want to be alone outside after dark. Things get pretty scary. Oh, you would? You're so sweet. Keeping me company like this. Well, I don't live far, so, this way. But yeah, hey, thanks for dinner and everything. It was really nice. Did you enjoy yourself? Oh, you did? Oh, that's good. Hey, I did notice one thing, though. Well, the waitress. She seemed really interested in you. Was it mutual? Did you like her? Were you going to give in to her advances? I mean, God, who does that at their place of employment, flirting with you so shamelessly like that? Well, anyway, look at the stars. They're so nice. The moon shining up like that. It's wonderful. Hey, I know this is probably asking a lot, but do you want to come in? Yeah, I just got this new range of exotic herbal teas. I'd love to show you. Oh, come on. Please. Pretty please. Okay. It won't take long, I promise. You'll be home as soon as possible. Now, where are my keys? Ah, here they are. Okay. Let me just get this door open and voila. Welcome to my humble abode. Now, just make yourself comfortable on the sofa and I'll go whip us up some tea. It's like I was saying, it was a really nice place. I really enjoyed it. I don't know, there's something about the atmosphere that I was just really into. You know, all sensual and romantic. Really puts you in a mood, huh? Oh, yeah, no, I'm just being silly, of course. Yeah, right. Hey, while we're waiting for our tea, I was wondering if I could show you something. Yeah, well, I've been practicing this new skill. Yeah, it's called, hypnosis. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Oh, you haven't? Oh, good. I mean, I'm surprised. It's very common. What is it? Well, it's a state of focused concentration where your mind is just open to new experiences. Yeah. No, it's definitely not mind control. I don't know where you got that idea from. It's only like that in the movies. Don't be silly. Well, I got this pocket watch and I was just wondering if, maybe I could try my newfound skills on you. So why don't you just lean in close and gaze at my watch as it swings back and forth in front of your eyes. And all I'm going to do is count down from 10. And as I do, you'll just follow the gentle swing and sway of the watch. And it's funny, isn't it, how as I count down, as you stare at the watch swinging and swaying, you can just imagine time slowing down around us as everything fades away with 10, 9, 8, 7. You're so relaxed and comfortable, your eyes fluttering as they can hardly stay open. With 4, 3, 2. And on the next number, totally blanked out by the watch, closing your eyes with 1. Deeply asleep. Oh, and these are just a few tricks I learned from that book. You're so cute when you're resting. So adorable. I just want to keep you here forever and ever. You'd make a nice little addition to my collection of playthings. You would look so adorable, tied up in my basement, all sleepy like that. I could take care of you while you just stay there, bound helplessly to a comfortable space, of course. I could just keep you. I've waited for this moment for a very, very long time. And I can't believe I finally have you right where I want you. Just like that. Oh, look at that, your tea's ready. Now, these teas are very exotic. So why don't you open your eyes, sweetie? That's right, honey. Why am I calling you honey? I don't know. You just zoned out for a second. And wow, you're so adorable when you zone out. I mean, what? No, everything's fine. This is fine. You're fine. I'm fine. Aren't you fine? Say yes, I'm fine. So I have these teas. Here's yours. Be careful, it might be a little bit hot. Just be careful. Good. I was just going to say, I really appreciated our date. What do you mean it's not a date? Oh. You thought we were going to dinner as friends, did you? Interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, that would explain a lot now, wouldn't it? The way you were behaving when the waitress was flirting with you like that. Shamelessly. At the table. In front of me. Ugh. I can't believe you had the gall to say that. It's not a date. Why didn't you tell me when I asked you if you wanted to go to dinner that this wasn't a date? You tell me this now? After I invite you into my home? After I share with you my special exotic teas? Well, I'm glad you enjoy breaking my heart after I have waited so long to go out with you. But no matter, I always get what I want. And I want you. So, if I can't have you the easy way, I guess I'll just have to play the hard way. Oh, don't look so scared. There's no need to be frightened. It's not like you have a choice in the matter anyway. All of your choices were taken from you the second you walked in this door. You're in my house now, sweetie. And I will do with you what I want. Don't pout. It's not becoming on you. Now, since I have you here, I want to tell you a little secret. Well, the reason I wanted to try and use hypnosis on you is because I thought it could make you love me. But it turns out mere parlor tricks alone can't do that. So, I'm just going to have to play hardball. In fact, you probably shouldn't have drunk that tea before asking me what was exactly in it. Because now, you're completely screwed. Yeah, I drugged your tea. I did. In fact, I put powerful sleeping drugs in it. And too bad for you. You've already drunk them. And soon, they'll take effect. Then you'll be stuck here, trapped. And I'm going to tie you down in my basement. And you're going to stay here for as long as I want you to. Do you understand? Do not even try to fight it. There's no point anymore. You can struggle all you want, but it's not going to help you, because you're just going to sink into sleepy oblivion when those sleeping drugs hit your mind completely and thoroughly. Oh, look, and I can see they're already starting to take effect on you. You can feel it, can't you? The wave after wave after wave of sleepy bliss hitting your mind. And it's okay. These things do take time, after all. But I'm patient. I mean, I've waited this long. What's a few more minutes, huh? So I'm just gonna sit here and watch you as you pass out. Oh, I have such a good view. And it is simply adorable watching you just gently fade away like that. As the drugs pump through your system, as your blood carries them around your body, as they hit your mind and you feel it, don't you? Aw, sweetie, you're so helpless. And you can try to resist, you can try to move and struggle, but it's too late. You're growing so weak, so very, very weak to my advances. In fact, I can sit next to you and wrap my arms around you and hold you while I gently stroke your head and say, hush now, darling. Just give in. Let go. And allow yourself to drift into blissful slumber. You don't need to struggle anymore. In fact, you are going to enjoy this so very much. You're going to have the best time being my love drunk, brainwashed little pet, my lover tied up in my basement, hidden from sight, because I don't want anyone else to find you. They might hurt you, and well, I couldn't have that, and I couldn't have you looking at anyone else. So, this is how it has to be. But it's okay. Everyone wins when I get what I want. And I'm gonna get everything that I want from you. And you will love me. I'll make sure of that. But for now, just sleep. Let it go. Close your eyes and rest now, love. You don't have to worry anymore. I'll take care of you. Just give in. Give in to the drugs. Give in to sleepy oblivion. And just let them take your mind and carry you down. 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 You're gonna be just fine. And soon you'll wake up, found in my basement, and everything will be just as it needs to be. You and me together.